the Holiday World Show, Dublin, Ireland's premier travel exhibition, is taking place on Friday the 27th through Sunday the 29th of this month. For 3 days, 1,000 travel experts and from 50 different countries will transform the RDS Simmons Court into a hub of exotic, vibrant, multicultural activity. But with the likes of Airbnb and Skyscanner available at our fingertips, there's a degree of which we've all become travel agents. So where do the real experts come in, and how has the travel industry adapted to keep itself relevant in an era of low-cost online flights and easily available residential accommodation? We've put together a crack team of travelling trailblazers to give us the lowdown on this modern-day business of the travel agent, and they are Country Manager for Ireland with the Travel Corporation, Sharon Jordan, owner of Meehan Travel and President of the Irish Travel Agents Association, that's the ITAA, Cormac Meehan, also joins us. And also joining us is Managing Director of the Travel Broker, Claire Dunn. You're all very welcome to the programme. And might I say, if any of our listeners want to take advantage of us having three of the most best travel agents in the world here in the studio, get your texts into 53106 and we'll see if we can help you out with any queries that you might have. Let me start with you, Sharon Jordan. You're the country manager with the Travel Corporation. You're in the business quite a number of years, and I'm told that you once wrote some brochures for Top Flight. So you're the person that actually, in a previous life, wrote holiday brochures.
I did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I did it for a number of companies, actually, So My Holidays being another one. But yeah, that was an amazing part of my career. I would have travelled all over Europe for free, get to stay in the best hotels, and then literally pick hotels that would be suited to Irish clients.
And is the brochure now probably has lost some relevance, has it, relative to when we used to see people queuing outside Budget Travel and that for I suppose, and again, this is part of the online discussion versus offline that we'll have, but the brochure, people still like to look at a picture of where they're going,
do they,
in whatever format they choose to do that.
I'm sure for most holiday companies now, the numbers of brochures that are being printed are much less than what they would have been 5-10 years ago. But it's still a very important tool for sale. I know personally myself, I love to have a brochure at home. I love sitting it on the coffee table, especially when it's long-haul destinations or stuff that's kind of a little bit more niche, because, you know, the brochures are so big and lovely. They really have become coffee table pieces of work.
Okay. Now, can I ask you, Sharon, again, you're in the business a long time, and don't get me wrong. I know you're a graduate from DIT, but just the role of the travel agent now, how it's actually shifted, and I would argue that there's a real relevance for you guys, because is it really that everybody has had to specialise more? In other words, that you as a travel agent, the trick really is that you know more than the consumer. So is that knowledge is power here?
Absolutely. I mean, I always say to all my friends and family or anybody that I talk to on a day-to-day basis, most of us are lucky to get one holiday a year. And why would you ever put that in the hands of the internet when you can talk to experts? I mean, one holiday a year is a lifetime of experiences and memories and things, you know, special personal time with your family. So why would you just go and spend all those hours on the internet when you can actually walk in the door and talk to an expert? You know, we can all book a flight to Portugal. I'm not suggesting we can't. But for the likes of cruises or more long haul stuff, or even this year, I'm thinking of going to Canada. And one of the things I said was, I really need to talk to a specialist. Yeah. I've never been. Why would I actually just go online and pretend I can do it myself? So that's something that I really think is what's keeping travel agents open at the moment.
Okay, let's talk to the president of the ITAA, the Irish Travel Agents Association, Cormac Meehan. And Cormac, you also have your own business up there in Donegal. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby.
Just taking on there from what Sharon said, again, you're probably more, in terms of your business in Donegal, you probably have to be more of a generalist rather than a specialist. Would I be right in saying that?
That's quite right. I mean, when you're in a small rural area in the west of Ireland, you know, people will tend to come to you with their travel problems, which they require solutions to. So as has been said, it's very important that you provide a personal service and that you're taking the legwork from the consumer and you're taking on that and you're taking responsibility for it, which again is very important. Because again, in any agency, whether it's in rural Ireland or in the city, the consumer, if they don't have a positive experience, they will come back to you and that will rebound on you. So you have to have that level of personal attention and interest in your clients because they know you.
And I think you make the point, do you not, Cormac, that, you know, if there's a problem, you can't talk to a computer. You know, you're there at the end of a phone. If somebody engages with you and there's a problem, they ring you and say, Cormac, I need you to sort this out.
We had this experience, Bobby, when say kids were emigrating from the Northwest out to Australia at various times over the last 10 years. And, you know, the temptation would say, well, maybe they'll book on the internet. But we found that they wanted to book directly with a travel agent because in the event that something went pear-shaped for them out there, they could come back to us. They could ring me 24/7 and they could get a return ticket back and I could liaise with their family at home. You know, they know, it's like the old story in rural Ireland is, I'm not really booking with the airline, I'm booking with Meehan.
Yeah, okay. Let's bring in our third guest she's also very welcome to the programme. She's Claire Dunn. She runs the travel broker out there in Clontarf, set up in 1994, and you're a former president, are you not, of the ITAA? So we've a current and past president, so and a future president, possibly. So we're donned with travel agency royalty here in the studio. Claire, tell us again, just echoing on from what Cormac and Sharon said, where do you see the role of the travel agent in today's...
With us, we our speciality is actually people. It's customer service and people. So we really get to know our clients. So what I've done is assembled a team of experts. So we have people who specialise in cruise, people who specialise in long haul and different destinations. And as Sharon said, for us, for our clients, we get to know who we need to talk to. So if somebody comes into us and asks for a destination that we personally haven't been to, we know we're only one person away at any stage from talking to somebody who has been there.
Right.
And that's the beauty. If somebody comes into our office, they know we can give them first-hand knowledge. And that's really powerful.
Okay, we've loads of texts in and I might field a couple if we may. Hi, Bobby, can you ask your experts, is there any way out of an extremely sticky Florida timeshare? That's from Mary in Mayo. Anybody, it's probably a bit general to be specific on, but timeshare, is that something that still people buy, Cormac?
Not really. I think it's more a property question, Bobby. But again, people are, in as much as we'd recommend people go to licensed travel agents with their travel problems, they should equally go to property professionals when they're buying property.
Absolutely. Good point. Morning, everybody. We haven't yet decided on honeymoon destination for this summer as yet. Vietnam and Cambodia is top of our list. We have 3 weeks and would like a mix of relaxation and activity. We'd appreciate any suggestions. That's in from Keith.
I would say for Vietnam and Cambodia is a river cruise. Actually take a cruise down the rivers and actually get to see it from the actual rivers, because that way you don't have to unpack and pack every single day and you're moving to different destinations. So that's definitely one I would suggest for Vietnam and Cambodia.
Interesting as well with that text for Keith, the you know, clearly he's mapping out there that he wants a mixture of relaxation and activity.
Yeah.
Probably to, so again, a travel agent with the with the breadth of experience that you guys have is perfectly qualified.
That's something that we specialise in. We offer an appointment service, particularly for honeymoon couples. So they come on to us and give us a brief like that. Some of our experts would go off and research that for them and then agree to meet them at a specified time. So the two of them can come in and talk to the travel agent that's looking after it, and they would have two or three different proposals for them, and they'd say they might look at Sharon's River Cruise and they might look at maybe a package with another operator and put a few different ideas together for them. So they'd come in at a dedicated time, they'd know that when they came in
we'd already done the research
for them, so they wouldn't be wasting their time, and that really works well.
Okay, I have another one that we'll take. We're an annual ski group from Kerry and I booked the flights, transfer and accommodation for between 16 and 26 people including kids. I can never find a deal that suits our budget with any travel agent. We've been skiing in northern Italy, for Polo, for the past 8 years. For our family of five, two adults, three kids, 6, 11 and 9 years old, is costing $2,300 all-inclusive. Love the show, Bobby, and that's from Sinead in Kerry.
There's a new product out in the market this year, Bobby, coming from Dublin. and it's to the Balkans. So the Balkans has become a very, very affordable ski destination.
Is that right?
Yeah, so that's really something to watch, yeah. And it's really good value. And as well as that, the operators tend to do all-inclusive prices, so the add-ons are a whole lot less than you might experience with other operators.
Sharon, can I bring you back in here? Would you argue that, you know, even if you take the role of a travel agent, that it's every bit as cheap as going online yourself? In other words, that your expertise, the saving of time, would you make that argument?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I would feel that you're never going to get a better price on the internet. You would spend so much time researching on the internet when you can actually, like Claire said, walk into a travel agent and get the research all done for you at the same price. This concept that the internet is cheaper than a travel agent has been bred by internet companies.
Yeah.
Don't think for one second internet companies don't have, the big internet companies don't have a team of people working there specifically made, the job is to make us believe that it's cheaper online. But the reality is often very, very different.
And I suppose as well, it probably is more relevant as the complexity of the actual package, you know. Yep. Like, in other words, if I'm booking a flight to London with Ryanair, I can probably do that myself.
Yep.
But if I want to go on an adventure holiday across Cambodia and Vietnam, I need to talk to somebody.
And you have to see, you have to value your time. So exactly as you say, if you're just doing a quick break to London or Paris and you just want a flight and a hotel, fine, that's grand. But if you want something complex and you want to, say, do a cruise from Hong Kong to Singapore, and you want a few nights in Hong Kong before your cruise, and you want to stop off in Singapore, and maybe you want to go on to Australia at the end of it, that's going to take you a lot of time. So if you have lots of free time and you don't have to value that, then fine. But if you do, then you need to go to a travel agent and they will save you time and money.
Cormac Meehan, can I ask you about referrals? Again, you're in a service business. You've obviously got customers who come back to you year in, year out. But how important is word of mouth in terms of generating other business for you?
I think it's one of the most important channels for promotion and development. Apart from that, like, people will share their experience with others, but I think you have to encourage them to share their experiences. So again, good agents will generally contact customers when they come back from their travels and ask them about their experiences. It doesn't take long to do it, but it's very important to do it, because sometimes if somebody has a problem, they may not share it with the agent.
Yeah.
So you get there first, you can understand, okay, that's a hotel I booked in Hanoi, I won't book it again. But if you go back to the shorter haul trips, like to London or to Rome or the city break business, if you're going away on your silver wedding anniversary or some other special event,
absolutely,
and you want special tickets to get to the theatres, get into the Sistine Chapel early, all these things, you can do that through your agent.
Yeah,
so you can give your short break an edge without doing the legwork.
Yeah.
Listen, the text machine is after exploding here. Obviously, people value the having three experts here in studio. Just back from Cuba on our honeymoon, Havana, and Varadero provides relaxation and exploration. Top break. another texter says, let me see, I booked with Claire before. Myself and seven of my family went to India. It was amazing and so much less stressful, as we were met at each destination with somebody local. Made travelling with older ladies much easier in a country that otherwise would not have been, was no more expensive than the holiday I tried to plan prior. And that's from Lydia, obviously a customer of yours, Claire.
Excellent.
Very happy there. When are they going to stop overcharging single travellers? Now that's probably a bugbear that's around for years. Hoteliers, they all have it, the single
supplement. Yeah, but there are quite a lot of offers that don't have single supplements. So again, if you go to your travel agent and tell them what you want, to outline your needs, they will be able to find something for you, because a lot of companies offer special offers. Sharon's company particularly offers many offers during the year that they have no single supplement, as many other companies do.
Cormac, I note as well, and this is an interesting development from an industry perspective, millennials, and I know they hate being called that, but you're starting to see millennials engage now with you so they would be the people that we would have maybe said we've lost to the web or we've lost to online. But if you see that age group booking with travel agents, you have to be encouraged, do you not?
I think, you know, people put a real premium on their time. 10 years ago, when this was all fresh, we found that, say, the millennials, or as we call them, were moving away from us. The group that we found most recently moving away from us were the Silver Surfers, Bobby, who tend to have a lot more time. They've done courses in their local VECs. They have great. They have a great
loads of time and loads of money.
So we find that the people who put a premium on their time, and even I think we'll see the Silver Surfers coming back, because the security of being with a licensed bonded agent is great comfort, and it's a great sign of quality assurance.
I have to say, Cormac, that we've seen that already, that because we've had clients who've had problems. Maybe one of them got ill away, or unfortunately somebody died when they were away, and whatever, and they really value that. Then they come back to us and say, well, look, they knew they could call me, they have my mobile number, it's 24/7, and they know if they need help they can call me, and that's really invaluable.
Travel agent Cormac mentioned it there, Claire. What's the value of that in
it
real terms?
It means that, you know, God forbid my company, and we've been here for 23 years now, so we're not going anywhere, but God forbid we should go out of business, then my customers are protected. So their money is protected. They will not lose their money. They will be brought on. They'll be repatriated. Or if they've booked a holiday that they haven't gone on yet, that money is safe and will be refunded to them.
Here's a nice one for you, Sharon. Always questioned why I was using a travel agent. Then one of my flights got cancelled one day. Instead of needing to get into a long queue to rebook, I just rang my travel agent and it was sorted. That's from Lara in Dublin.
Yeah, that's the difference in a nutshell. For me, that's what makes the difference. I mean, we're all so, you know, trained towards being on the internet. But if you have a travel agent, you're absolutely 100% secure. And they're always there, as Cormac said, 24/7. We can't run this business anymore without actually offering that level of service.
The computer can't empathise with you, Bobby. That's the big thing.
I know that. tell us, Cormac, just before we go, the holiday world, that's on Friday the 27th to 29th, so not long away. 3 days there with 1,000 travel experts from 50 different countries. How important is that to the industry?
It's very important to the industry, Bobby, because it's a showcase. And it's great to have the public interact with us for those few days. I mean, it starts at 1 o'clock on Friday and then works through to 5 o'clock on Sunday evening. You know, that chance for people to meet you on the floor, the agents walking around. And the other thing is it helps the agents meet the suppliers and people from the tourist boards. For example, this year we have people from Botswana, Caribbean Tourism, and several of the new destinations.
So where some the Italian tourist board are there, some country will come along and they'll actually showcase. And I suppose really what you're hoping for there is it's probably a place where supply will meet demand. In other words,
exactly. It is. And you know, the other thing, it creates a great synergy between the domestic holiday market and the international market. So Destination Donegal will be there in full force on Saturday as well.
Okay, well, let's end on a high note, because our final text says, Bobby, I find travel agents are best for flight-only trips to Canada. Saved over €50 on flights in both directions over the best price I could find online. Always use them now. That's from Declan in Dublin 13. Big thanks to my guests, Sharon Jordan, the country manager for the Travel Corporation, Cormac Meehan, owner of Meehan Travel and president of the Irish Travel Agents Association, and Claire Dunn, MD of the Travel Broker. Thank you all very much for joining me and enlightening us in your industry.